Wake up, children of the Most High. We are here to praise Him. We are here to worship Him. We are here to adore Him. Wake up, children of the Most High. Give Him all the glory this morning. That is what you have been created for. Wake up, all the children of the Kingdom of the Living God. Wake up, children of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Wake up and give Him praise. Today we are talking about keeping darkness out of the inner spirit. In order to keep darkness out of the inner spirit of man or woman, we must understand what darkness is. The most prevalent way is to read the word of Yah, which is also known as the word of God, to gain clarity of what Yah reveals to be darkness, transgression of His laws, unrighteousness, and sin. The main producer of dark spirits is Satan and his hierarchy of agents. Dark spirits are designed to bring men and women under the submission of Satan. His goal is to increase His kingdom of darkness on the earth. This kingdom is full of darkness, according to Revelation 16:10. Yahshua, also known as Jesus, exposed the kingdom of darkness. It is Yahshua also that will deliver us from the power of darkness, as written in Colossians 1:13. In the book of Job, darkness is also associated with the shadow of death. As you can see in Job 3:5, Job 10:21, Job 10:22, and Job 28:3. Once we have discovered what darkness is, we must also understand what darkness has the capability to dwell in man or woman. Darkness desires to dwell in the inner spirit of man or woman. There can be light in the midst of darkness, but darkness will not comprehend it, according to John 1 and 5. When people are in the dwelling place of darkness, most of the time, they will not know it until they begin to be rooted in the truth and Ruach. And Ruach is also known as spirit of Yahshua HaMashiach, also known as the Christ, the Messiah. Psalms 82:5. In the book of Psalm 91:6, there is a clear sign that darkness is present with pestilence. What is it like when pest or in the midst there is a decay of fruits, there is corruption of the seed, the leaves on the branches wither, the branches begin to rot. The pestilence will breed by the numbers, therefore increasing darkness. Where there is darkness, there is affliction and bondage to dark spirits, according to Psalms 107:10 and Psalms 107:14. The way of the wicked is darkness, according to Proverbs 4:19. Foolishness is a part of darkness, according to Ecclesiastes 2:14. In the dwelling place of darkness are sons of perdition and the rebellious. These are those that have seen, tasted the kingdom of Yah, known of the light and salvation, and rejected it for sinful nature. according to Isaiah 9:2 and Hebrews 6:1-6. The book of Job declares darkness as a dwelling place of the shadow of death. It is stated as being a place of disorder and a place where even the light is as darkness, according to Job 10:22. It is also proven in the book of Job that the more we move closer toward darkness, the more closer we are closer to the shadow of death. That is in Job 12:22. We may also discover how darkness can gain access into the inner spirit of man or woman. Dark spirits dwell on the outside of the whole vessel. It seeks to enter by the means of the fleshly side of man or woman. The outer flesh has gateways of entry, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the mouth, and the skin that through touch. These can be the outer flesh gateways of entry for man or woman. According to the Holy Bible, we know that darkness can be felt if we read in Exodus 10:21. We will find that the Egypt felt the darkness. It wasn't that they were just sitting in darkness. They actually felt the darkness. It does not matter how the spirit of darkness enter into the flesh or our bodily senses, as stated, which were the eyes, ears, nose, mouth, and the skin through touch, our gateways. If we allow it to impact our soul, emotions, desires, thoughts, mind, it can impact our inner spirit. When we begin to have fellowship with darkness instead of Yah, the Almighty, Most High, it can become a part of our life. We must guard our gateways, soul, and heart. When we take understanding on sin by the conviction of Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, what we know of the Word of God, we must close those gateways immediately and consistently ask Yah in the name of Yahshua to be empowered and equipped to overcome all darkness with His divine revelation, wisdom, and knowledge and understanding. His children will hear His voice and follow. It is only Yahshua that can enlighten us when we are in darkness. According to Psalms 18:28, Yahshua is the Word. According to John 1:1, we know we must eat of Him daily. We see Him daily. We must hear Him daily. We must breathe in His glory daily. And we must be touched by Him daily. Yahshua can break the bands of darkness and bring us out into His marvelous light. According to Psalms 107:14 and Psalms 112:4. So take time, brothers and sisters. Surrender to Him today. Amen.
Let us talk to our Heavenly Abba Father this morning, our Baba, and give Him thanks for all that He has done for us. Thank you, Abba Father, for allowing us to come by the blood of Jesus in repentance for all of our sins. If there be any area that is in our spirit, soul, and flesh that is not clean before you, convict us by the power of the Holy Ghost, that we may have an opportunity to make an intelligent decision before you to be set free from any captivity. If there is any part of us that is being deceived, open our senses to align with your will, with your wisdom, your knowledge, and understanding. Yahuwah, let your holy presence, your Shama, be with us. We give you thanks for all of the wicked storms that you have shifted, that you have shifted, that you have shifted out of our environments that we will be in today. We thank you for giving us an atmosphere of dimensional peace. We thank you for favor, favor, favor upon favor in every direction and dimensional width, length, and breadth at every time of this day. We thank you for releasing your mighty and efficient power going out before us as we go out or stay in this morning to do all that we have to do. We thank you for placing your mighty hand upon our family, our children, and our children's children, our friends, unto every generation. We thank you, Jehovah Nissi, for fighting every battle before you. We thank you, for Jehovah Nissi, for fighting every battle before us, and that the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of God, has put it to shame, has put the devil to shame, has put the devil to shame, and is crying out as a victorious advocate for us today and forevermore. We thank you that you have seated your Jesus at the right hand, and that we are seated in as whole vessels, our spirit, our soul, and our body in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that no works of the enemy will prevail over our lives. We thank you that no weapon shall prosper, that no weapon shall prosper. Every weapon fashioned is empty and void as before the beginning of time. We thank you that every force of wickedness, strategies by satanic systems and satanic principalities for Satan in the midst of us shall perish. I decree in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it must perish. The Bible says if you decree a thing, it shall be established in the earth. We decree and establish that it must perish at the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you that every force that is trying to draw us into backwardness, stagnancies, and delays is dismantled by your mighty arm, Abba Father. We decree and establish that it is dismantled. It is dismantled in Jesus' mighty name. Every orchestration in our dreams in the night is destroyed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Our steps shall be ordered by God alone, and He has created and formed our very being. Therefore, we submit our whole vessel to Him alone. Our trust shall be in Him. Our faith will be unmeasurable for great and wonderful testimonies this day. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.